Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigra Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Binatva Namanamano. There's no difference between the name of Krishna and the form of Krishna. There is no difference and there is a difference. The name of Krishna. So the difference is that the name of Krishna makes the jiva qualified to see the form of Krishna. Krishna's form is Krishna, Satchidananda Rupam. And Krishna's name is Satchidananda Rupam. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigra. But Krishna cannot be seen unless he gives Divya Drishti, or unless one gets Premanjana Churiti Bhakti Vilochanena, with the eyes of love. The eyes of Bhav or Prem, one may get a Spurti or Vispurti or Sakshat Darshan of the original Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna in his beautiful transcendental form. But to get to that point, he's there. He's waiting to be seen, waiting to show himself. But how will we ever see him? And how will he ever show? How will he ever become qualified? Because he says, if you want to see me, then you have to surrender. Sarvadharman Pratyaja. But then how do you get the strength to surrender? How do you get the purity, the determination? And so then, especially in the age of Kali and Kali Yuga, this, the other ages by meditation, people would meditate and do tapasya and penance and control their senses and hoping to get a glimpse of the toes of the super soul in their heart. Super soul, Paramatma realization. But the name of Krishna is Brajendranandan Shyamasundar, Radhya Bhagavan Brajeshatanios. It is Nandanandan. And that is the topmost form of God, Bhagavan Atishabhyate. So he reserves the right to show himself or reveal himself or not. But the holy name, so this. The holy name is always more merciful than the form of the Lord, because the holy name is approachable. The holy name is, we can chant. Well, we can chant, but we can't see Krishna. But when we're chanting, we're associating with Krishna in his nam form. That's why the nam form, the shabda form, the nam rup avatar, the nam is more merciful because we can perceive the name with our ears. And the more our hearts become, by chanting that name more and more, our hearts become purified. We develop nishtha and ruchi and asakti and bhava. Then there's the matter of realization that the name reveals. So the name is the merciful aspect of the form of Krishna. Because he purifies the jiva and enables him, gives him the ability and the purity and a love qualification to actually see Krishna. Because otherwise, Krishna's form is there, we can't see it. Krishna's pastimes are there, we can't see it. So how will we get the power to see it? How, and especially in the age of Kali. In previous ages, you could get the power to see Krishna by tapasya, by meditation. Like Dhruva Maharaj, he was meditating tremendous, fierce austerities for 6 months in Madhuvan, in Brajmandala. And he was meditating, totally enraptured and meditating on the Super Soul. And then all of a sudden, the Paramatma came out and stood before him, and he had Sakshat Darshan. But who in Kali Yuga can do anything like that? So that's the kind of intensity of austerities and dedication, determination, and self-control it requires. But the holy name, as Prabhupada said, anyone can chant the holy name. Even a dog can chant. So this is a specially merciful avatar. In Kali Yuga, this, the Nam Rup avatar is. And then, another feature, if you offend Krishna, that's an offense. You offend him. If you curse him or speak badly about him, like Shishupal and. But the holy name is such that what it does is it removes offenses. We make offenses, seva aparad. we make Vaishnava Parad, so we chant the holy name, and then the holy name forgives us and purifies us and removes that reaction to the aparad. We become free. Like, how many aparads did Ajamil make by neglecting his brahminical duties once he fell out with that prostitute? He made so many aparads to his dharma, to his dharmic path as a Brahmin. But then he chanted once, Namabhas, and that was it. All those aparads, everything was finished. So this is the especially merciful nature of the holy name. Nothing can compare to the holy name. If there wasn't, the holy name wasn't available. Holy name is always there in every age. Satya, Dwapar, Treta, and Kali. And it's always equally, unlimitedly merciful. But in other ages, you can try some other process and you get some success. But in this age, no other process works. Because you will not get success whether you try to laugh your way to God, whether you try to meditate or stand on your head or anything. So that's the that's why the Puranas are telling that don't waste your time, Jack. There's no time to waste. You only live to be 80 if you're lucky. And so therefore the Brihad Naradiya Purana says that Harinam, Harinam, Harinam Iva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva 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 Gathir Nita. You don't have much time. Get to it. There's no other way. There's no other way. There's no other way. Believe that. And then take it. And then, and why, another reason, and the question is, why is said the holy name is more merciful than Krishna, is that he's come as Gauranga to tell us about that. And he's saying that Krishna has done something special. He's put all his potencies in his holy name. Nam Namakari Bahut Anija Sarva Shaktis. It's all his shaktis. Because Krishna, he's of course Parasya Shakti Rivadaya Shriyate. But some of his shaktis are expanded from him. But Radharani's in the holy name, Balaram's in the holy name, Sandini, Ladini, Sambit. Every potency, every shakti is there. If you just approach Krishna, then there's some energies that may not be accessible if you just approach Krishna. Because he has his Leela Shakti, he has his Yogamaya Shakti. You just maybe approach Krishna, then you get darshan of his form and you see him. But his other shaktis may not be available. They may not be presenting themselves to you or allowing you to take part in those. Because Krishna, those energies are feeling, well, we're reserved. It's not time for us to express ourselves, or Krishna's not expressing it. He's giving darshan to this jiva. The energies are thinking, but Krishna doesn't really want to engage in a lila with this person. So then the lila shakti will remain dormant within Krishna. You have darshan, oh, Bhagavan, and offer prayers and faint and that. But that's it. But in the holy name, all the powers are there. Nija Sarva Shakti. Nija Sarva Shakti. So that means that when one chants the holy name, when he chants purely, then the Leela Shakti of the holy name will take him into the pastimes of the Lord. So in that regard, all the potencies are available in the holy name, and they're readily willing to reciprocate with the chanter. And this, the other point is that this is the prescribed means for Kali Yuga, Nam Bhajan. So this is a special arrangement of the Lord that he's done that. Because God is absolute, but there's absolute indifference. So there, God is merciful, and the holy name is merciful, but it's like we say, God is perfect. He's perfect in Dwarka, but he's more perfect in Mathura. He's most perfect in Vrindavan. You say Purna Bhagavan, Purnatara Bhagavan, Purnatam Bhagavan. So Krishna's form is perfect, but his name is more perfect. Purnatam Nam Rup and Purnatara Rup and Purna Rup. So this is, we can think like this also. Kali Kali Nam Rupa Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishnavatar Nam Haite Haya Sarva Jagat Nistar Nam Vino Kali 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 Nahyara Dharam Sarvamantra Saranam E Shastramaram. In the age of Kali, Krishna has descended as the incarnation of his holy names. Kali 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 Kal Nam Rupe Krishnavatar. Though through Sri Nam, the entire world can be delivered, Sarva Jagat Nistar, from material bondage. In this age of Kali, there is no religious principle other than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all mantras and the purport of the scriptures. So this is, the Shastras are telling us this, so we, and Krishna himself, Lord Chaitanya, is telling that all the potencies are in the holy name, so that itself makes it very special. Krishna is equal to his holy name, and the holy name is equal to Krishna, but the holy name is more than Krishna. Like we say, Krishna is within everything, and he's outside of everything. God is everywhere, and God is nowhere. God is within, God is without. Well, these seem to be paradoxical statements. Krishna is equal to the holy name, the holy name is equal to Krishna, but the holy name is more. Krishna is his holy name, but in his Nam Rup, he's more than in his Sakshat Rup. That's what he's saying. He's saying, I'm coming in my Nam Rup, and the Nam Rup has some special features. It has all my Shaktis, and anyone can chant it. There's no hard and fast rules. But there's hard and fast rules to have darshan, the Rup of Krishna, the form of Krishna. You have to be an accomplished yogi, siddha yogi, to have darshan of Krishna. There are rules. There are so many niyams and yamas and niyams. So that approach to experiencing the form of Krishna is extremely limited. Nikila shruti mali ratnamala tuti nirajita parapanka janta ayi mukta kuleru pasyamanam paritastam hari namasam shrayami. This is a verse Prabhupada mentions in the seventh canto in the purport. It said, if someone wants to get free from their offenses to chanting the holy name, they should recite this verse every day after chanting. This and one other verse. They're mentioned in my Art of Chanting book. You know? You know these verses? Nivritta tarshe rupagiyamanad bhavo shri trotra manobiramat Gautama shloka gunana vadat puman virahita vina pashugnat Sri Harinam Prabhu ki jai. As this verse in Vishnu Rahasya, yadabhyarchya harim bhaktya krite kratu shaterapi phalam prapnot yavi kalam kalo govinda kirtanat. Whatever fruit can be obtained in Satyuga by devoutly performing austerities and so on for hundreds of years, can be obtained in the age of Kali simply by chanting the names of Sri Govinda.